everyone, and welcome back to our special RE podcast.
We're so glad you've joined us. I'm Calvary.
I'm Ivana.
And I'm Soraya. Today, we're celebrating something really special in the church. It's the Feast of Saints Peter and Paul.
You might have heard their names before. They're two of the most important people in the early church. They helped bring the good news of Jesus to the world.
But guess what? They didn't start out perfect. Not at all. One was a fisherman who sometimes got things wrong, and the other used to chase Christians away. But Jesus chose them anyway.
Let's hear today's gospel from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16.
Jesus took his disciples to a place called Caesarea Philippi. He asked them, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?"
Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, or maybe one of the other prophets.
"What about you? Who do you say I am?"
"You are the Christ, the Son of the living God."
"Peter, you are blessed. My Father in heaven showed you this truth, and I say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven."
Wow, that's a powerful moment. Jesus is saying Peter will be the foundation of the church, like a rock.
Do you know that what the name Peter means? It actually comes from the word rock. Jesus gave Simon a new name, Peter, because he had a really big plan for him.
Jesus was saying, "Peter, I trust you. You're going to help lead my followers. That's why we call Peter the first pope."
And that's not all. Today we also remember Saint Paul, who was once called Saul. At first he didn't believe in Jesus. In fact, he tried to stop Christians.
But Jesus appeared to Paul in a vision, and it changed Paul's life forever. He became one of the most great missionaries ever, travelling all over to tell people about Jesus.
Okay, time for some big questions. Think about these quietly, or if you're in class, maybe talk about them with your teacher.
Question 1. Jesus asks his friends, "Who do you say I am?" So, who do you say Jesus is?
Question 2. Do you ever feel like Peter? Trying your best, but sometimes making mistakes?
Or maybe like Paul, needing a fresh start or a big change of heart?
Jesus chose people just like you and me. Ordinary people to do amazing things. Isn't that just awesome?
Let's imagine if Peter and Paul were alive today. What would they be doing?
Maybe Peter would be leading assemblies and having people in the playground. Let's work together as a team.
And Paul might be traveling to different schools telling everyone, "Jesus loves you. He really does."
You don't need to be a grown-up to be a disciple. You just need an open heart and a willingness to follow Jesus.
So what can we do this week to be more like Peter and Paul?
Here are some ideas. Stand up for someone who needs a friend. Say sorry if you make a mistake and try again. Tell someone about Jesus, even saying God loves you. Pray for someone who is far away or going through a hard time.
Small things can make a big difference. Jesus is counting on us too.
Let's take a moment to be still and talk to God.
Dear Jesus, thank you for choosing Peter and Paul to build your church and spread your love.
Help us to be strong like them, to follow you, even when it's hard, and to be brave when we need to speak the truth.
Show us how to share your love with others through our words and actions.
Saint Peter and Saint Paul, pray for us.
Amen. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you learned something about Peter and Paul.
And remember, Jesus is still asking, "Who do you say I am?"
Think about that this week and try to say yes to Jesus every day.
Bye everyone. God bless.